From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There's a new face leading the nation's top animal rights group following a lot of controversy. According to AgWeb.com, the Humane Society of the U.S. promoted Kitty Block to acting president and CEO after former President Wayne Pacelle resigned late Friday following an investigation of sexual misconduct. Last year, Block was promoted to lead Humane Society International. House Ag Committee Chair Michael Conway appealed for additional funding from Congress for cotton and dairy subsidies in the near term, a step that also would make more money available for those programs in the 2018 Farm Bill. As reported on Agriculture.com, the funding would resolve a major issue for farm state lawmakers, how to make the cotton and dairy programs more attractive to producers when there is no additional money for the farm program. Conway says work on the commodity section of the new farm bill is on hold until we see what we get on a must-pass bill. The farm sector outlook appears as gray as a winter day with another year of big crops and low commodity prices on the horizon. According to Agriculture.com, although it's not assured, sustained economic growth worldwide, particularly among Asian customers of U.S. ag exports, offers the best chance of sunny prospects for this year. USDA Chief Economist Robert Johansen says global GDP is looking a little better than last year, which suggests rising demand for food and ag products. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.